There is, we think, a substantive issue here which has never been addressed specifically by the Codex Standard and Food Labeling. And in 2006, the Codex Committee on Food Additives requested the Codex Committee on Food Labeling to clarify the labeling requirements of, in particular, the classes carriers and packaging gases, which were new. For a number of reasons, we think that the Codex Committee on Food Labeling has not addressed this specific point as to whether they should be required on the labeling of products or not. Because if they are in Section 4.2.3.3 of the General Standard for the Labeling of Prepackaged Foods, then they must be labeled on the product together with either the specific chemical name or an international numbering system that's recognized in the member states. Thank you.
Thank you, IDF. No more comments. Just a moment, please. Commission, please. I would like to give the word to the Secretariat, who has a proposal for solving the issues that has been raised by delegations. Secretariat, please.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chair. I believe the delegation from IDF is correct. The question was asked. At the time, I believe the Committee on Food Labeling said that once the amendment to the text coming from the CCFA was finalized, it would look into this. So now, in order to ensure that we talk about the same functional classes, that it is understandable, an alignment would be necessary. I hear the concerns with the carriers and the packaging gases, whether they should be labeled. One solution should be to refer this matter to the Committee on Food Labeling, asking them that it was urgent to align the lists in order to ensure that there was a harmonization, and to clarify whether carriers and packaging gases are supposed to be labeled, and also to address the question of understandability of the terms used within the list. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr. Secretary. It sounds to me to be a reasonable solution to the problems, the concerns that has been raised by different delegations. We refer the questions being mentioned by the Secretary back to the Food Labeling Committee, which actually is a specialist committee for the issues of labeling of foods. So that would be my conclusion, unless there are major objections to it. But I see no flags, so I take it. I see a flag over there. Sweden, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Just a question for clarification. I'm in the same situation as you, that English is not my mother tongue. So if we talk about understandability, does this mean that, for instance, the labeling committee would have the mandate to say that, okay, on the label we don't use the term sequestrant, or and choose another word to that is more understandable to the consumer, or is it just a general discussion in the labeling committee about understandability, or would the labeling committee have the mandate to write a text about which terms should be used for these categories in the labeling on the actual food? Thank you.
Thank you, Sweden. Thank you, Sweden. I think we could say that it includes this possibility. It depends on the decision that the Codex Food Labeling, Codex Commission on Food Labeling will actually take on the issue. So I hope that can satisfy. Now I see Canada. Canada is the chair of the Food Labeling Committee. Maybe they have a conclusion to the whole issue. Canada, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Speaking as the chair of the committee, the comments made by the secretariat, I think, helped to clarify this. Taking up the advice of the executive committee provides the opportunity to take account of issues such as understandability and include in that taking of account issues that have been raised in relation to the carrier and packaging gas considerations as part of that understandability context. And so I would support the proposal made by the Secretariat in terms of the reference of this item to the labeling committee. Thank you.
Thank you, Canada. I think that's what we wanted to hear from Canada, so I think we could all be pleased, and I think the issue has been discussed far enough, so we conclude it here and move on to the next item. Mr. Secretary, please continue.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chair. There were a number of other amendments, editorial amendments, to the standards on food labeling, which you can find in section 4.3 of 4.4 at the end of section 4.1, in section 4.2, and section 4.3 of the document, the working document. The executive committee recommends that these editorial changes be made. The discussion on the competent authority will come under point 7 when we get to this. And also, I stop here for the moment because the executive committee recommends that all these be taken on board. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Secretariat. I hope the commission accepts what has been worked out in the executive committee. If that is the case, we can immediately move on to the next point. I see no flags, so I take it that this is our decision. Thank you very much. Secretary, please.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chair. The last item here is 4.4 on the guidelines for the production, processing, labeling, and marketing of organically produced foods. Originally, in the Committee on Food Labeling, it had been recommended to delete the Section 8 as it contained advice mainly to the committee itself and how to organize the work to update the guidelines. The Executive Committee recommends to refer back to the Committee on Food Labeling for consideration this item because there were a couple of consequential amendments that would be necessary if the Section 8 was deleted, which were not discussed in the Committee on Food Labeling. So the Executive Committee preferred to refer this back to the CCFL for a decision. Thank you.
Thank you, Secretariat. I trust that the Commission would follow the recommendation by the Executive Committee and send the issue back to the Food Labeling Committee, who can deal with it with the expertise this committee possesses. I don't see any flags, so I think we can easily conclude that. Thank you very much. Next point, please.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chair. The next two items I should take rather quickly. Item 5, the Code of Hygienic Practice for Powder Formula for Infants and Young Children. There was a reference to be completed. That was basically for information. We have already seen it when we adopted the annex earlier. The second item is links to websites. Sometimes have the problem that websites have a very limited lifespan, and various codex standards may have a much longer lifespan than the links. So people reading a codex text where a link has been included, providing probably important information, and that link may be dead. So the Executive Committee agreed that links to websites should only be included in codex documents when absolutely necessary, and only when the link was expected to be stable. The Secretariat will fix broken links whenever we discover them or whenever somebody tells us about them. Cases that we cannot resolve would then be brought to the attention of the relevant codex committees. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Secretariat. I think we take these two points for information for the Commission. That means we can swiftly move on to the next item. I see no flags, so this is the conclusion of these two points. So we move to the issue of competent authorities, which has already been mentioned in another relation. Secretariat, please.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chair. Two issues really here. The Committee on Food Labeling and the Committee on Nutrition and Foods for Special Dietary Purposes brought up the problem that within their own texts they were using sometimes different terms for describing competent authority, and they were asking whether this could be harmonized. For instance, in the CCNFSDU, sometimes was used national competent authority, in other cases competent national authority. And as we are in codex text, these kind of differences may sometimes create confusion because people may think that we do it on purpose. So the CCNFSDU had asked whether this could be harmonized and what term could be used, and the proposal would be to use the term competent authority in this case. And the Committee on Food Labeling also had proposed to change one reference to the national authority having jurisdiction to the term competent authority, on the understanding that with that one meant the term competent authority as defined in the guidelines for the production, processing, labeling, and marketing of organically produced foods. Now, that was the first part of the proposal. The second is that the CCFL also had said, and the CCNFSDU, I believe, that there might be justification in looking into a generalized definition of competent authority within Codex. And within the discussion of the Executive Committee was mentioned then there was also a definition in the Code of Hygienic Practice for Meat, and that there will be varying situations. So the committee in the end recommended that the Committee on General Principles could be requested to look into the merit of developing a general definition for competent authority for inclusion in the procedure manual. There was concern raised that a single definition would have to be sufficiently broad to cover a variety of circumstances that are currently prevailing internationally. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Secretary. So we have to make the decision on whether it is appropriate to refer the issue of developing a general definition of competent authority to the Committee of General Principles. It appears to me to be a proper solution to the issues being raised in different situations. So I hope the Commission can simply adopt that this is what we do, and then it will be taken under consideration in the committee, which are supposed to deal with such issues. I don't see any... there is a flag. Chile, please.
Primero, disculpas porque creí que antes pensaba que estábamos viendo la sección completa. Por eso que me adelanté algo, pero este es el punto. Nosotros estamos de acuerdo con la Secretaría en que se debe armonizar el término y también con que el Comité de Principios Generales lo pueda definir en términos amplios para que sea usado en el manual de procedimiento. El Comité Ejecutivo lo definió en conjunto la propuesta esta. Sin embargo, más adelante, en el programa de esta comisión, también viene el tema en el tema 12, en cuestiones que requieren la adopción de medidas por parte de la comisión. Y ahí el comité de etiquetado hizo la propuesta esta. O sea, ¿lo vamos a ver dos veces o aquí ya quedaría solucionado y después ya no lo veríamos de nuevo? Esa era mi consulta. Gracias, señor presidente.
Thank you, Chile. Pertinent point to raise. I think we can say that the conclusion is that we hope we finish the product, the issue of this agenda item. So if the Commission can accept the conclusion being proposed, then we will not see the agenda or see the issue raised under agenda item at all. We have enough to spend our time on, so we don't want to duplicate work. That is certainly what we want to do. So I think we can conclude that we do as being proposed by the Executive Committee. I don't see any other flags, so this is the conclusion. Thank you very much. Secretary, continue, please.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chair. The next item, reference to sampling plans for prepackaged foods in Codex standards for processed fruits and vegetables. That is also just some housekeeping, as the Codex Standard 233/1969 was revoked by the Commission and replaced by the Codex General Guidelines on Sampling, by which subsidiary bodies would develop appropriate sampling plans. There it is just mentioned that the phrase presently contained in standards for processed fruits and vegetables, which presently still makes reference to the Codex Standard 233, which has been revoked, would make reference to an appropriate sampling plan with an AQL of 6.5. So the Executive Committee agreed to recommend to the Commission to proceed with this replacement in the relevant standards for processed fruits and vegetables. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Secretariat. I hope the Commission can just accept that. I don't see any flags looking quickly around, so this is the decision. Thank you very much to everybody. So continue, please, Secretariat.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chair. We come now to part two of the document, text for consideration for revision or revocation. There at the last session of the Commission, In a similar document, the Secretariat had informed the Commission that several meat standards, old meat standards, would require updating if they were still to be useful. And we had consequently sent out a circular letter on this question, and some replies have been received which indicated support for the retention of the five commodity standards among those standards that we had proposed, because it was felt that they are still applied in international trade and used by some countries. Those are the standards for corned beef, luncheon meat, cooked cured ham, cooked cured pork shoulder, and cooked cured chopped meat. We did not receive any mention of support for the system for the description of carcasses of bovine and porcine species. As a matter of fact, it was mentioned that this could be revoked by one of the countries replying. No replies were received whether to retain, revise, or withdraw the guidelines for the use of non-meat protein products in processed meat and poultry products. And the Executive Committee thus recommended for those two texts that they be revoked. For the five other texts, the five commodity standards to be retained and the need to be revised, the Executive Committee noted that presently there is no committee dealing with these type of standards. So the Executive Committee agreed to recommend that the Secretariat update the relevant sections, such as on food additives and hygiene, for endorsement by the relevant general subject committees and subsequent adoption by the Commission. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Secretariat. I think we have a very practical way to revise these standards that are requests for from members of the Codex Commission, that they want to keep them and want to revise them. And it's very the most practical way we could imagine. So I believe that the Commission can accept this proposal, and we will proceed as proposed. I see no flags, so I think we can easily draw that conclusion. Thank you very much. Would you move immediately to the next point? Secretariat, please.
The next point in part three concerns amendments to the section on contaminants of certain commodity standards and amendments to the general standard for contaminants and toxins in foods. And there, the committee noted that many codex standards included provisions for contaminants, including pesticide and veterinary drugs residues, by generally referring to the maximum levels in the general standard, or maximum limits for pesticides and or veterinary drugs as adopted by the Commission. And a few standards may still indicate the maximum levels for selected contaminants directly in the standard. The committee agreed that a standard for products of plant origin should not make reference to veterinary drugs. We have already spoken about that earlier, and agreed to recommend to the Commission to remove the reference to veterinary drugs in the contaminant section of Codex Standards for Processed Foods and Vegetables and the draft standard for jams, jellies, marmalades, and certain canned vegetables, which we have adopted previously in this Commission session. Secondly, the committee requested the Secretariat to replace the provisions for contaminants with a standardized provision as set out in the procedure manual for consistency throughout Codex standards, and to refer the matter to the committee concerned when specific technical issues arose that required more than editorial changes to the section on contaminants. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr. Secretary. Does that call for any comments, the two proposals? I see Malaysia. Malaysia, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, distinguished delegates, speaking as the Chair of the Codex Committee on Fats and Oils. Regarding item 1.2 on standards for which provisions for contaminants and pesticides are relevant, I note the recommendation of the Executive Committee as in paragraph 72 of the report, where the Executive Committee requested the Secretariat to replace provisions for contaminants with the standardized provisions as set out in the procedural manual for consistency throughout Codex standards, and to refer the matter to the committee concerned when specific technical issues arose that require more than editorial changes to the section on contaminants. In addition to this, if the Commission can agree, the same should also apply, firstly, to provisions on pesticides, where the general statement on pesticides could be included, as some MRLs exist for virgin oils, which is pointed out by the Secretariat in the document Elinom 09/32/8 under item 1.2.1. And secondly, where both provisions for contaminants and pesticide MRLs in table oils, olive oil, and olive pomace oils, as proposed by the Secretariat in item 1.2.2 of the document. Finally, I would like to propose, if the Commission can agree with the proposal of the Secretariat, that in the case of olive oils, the Codex Committee on Fats and Oils consider whether halogenated solvents should be considered as contaminants, and this is in item 1.2.2 of the document. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Malaysia, I also have a flag from IFU, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. My question deals with point 1.24.4 standards for processed fruits and vegetables and fruit juices. And I have a comment and also a question. The comment regards the Codex standard on fruit juices and nectars. The terms of reference for the Committee on Processed Fruits and Vegetables explicitly exempts these products, fruit juices and vegetable juices, but this intervention does not mean that the IFU is against the fact that this problem should be dealt with within this Committee on Processed Fruits and Vegetables. In the contrary, we have the opinion that also in the future this committee should be responsible for the question regarding fruit juices and vegetable juices, but this will be another point of the agenda later on. But my question is regards the last paragraph of this point, where you mention three options regarding the MRLs for pesticide residues. According to my knowledge, these questions are also dealt with in the Codex Committee on Pesticide Residues. Is it then, does it make sense that this committee deals also with these options? Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, IFU. I see also a flag from Argentina. Argentina, please.
Gracias, señor presidente. Si bien consideramos que podría ser entendido que una norma queda más completa si se incluyen las referencias a otras normas sobre contaminantes o plaguicidas, nos parece que como práctica regulatoria en sí puede ser complicado para el secretariado del Códex y en realidad no hace falta que dentro de la norma del aceite de oliva o de cualquier otro producto estén todas las disposiciones sobre contaminantes o sobre plaguicidas si uno puede ir a buscar específicamente esa información en otro lugar. De lo contrario, cuando esas disposiciones se cambien, va a haber que hacer permanentemente enmiendas o modificaciones sobre las normas de productos. Gracias.
Thank you. Argentina, we will take an intervention from the IDF before we try to give answers to the questions being raised. IDF, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Our comment relates to the recommendations to use the standard wording from the procedural manual to replace existing text in the standards under contaminants. Just to make the Commission aware that if you do that, in case of the dairy product standards, there will be no MRLs applicable because all MRLs are established for the milk, i.e. the raw material used to produce the dairy products, and that's why the recent dairy standards include words that the milk used to produce the dairy products has to comply with the MRLs established. So just to be aware that is a slight difference in certain cases. Thank you.
Thank you. IDF, I don't see any more flags, so I will give the word to the Secretariat to try to help us with some remarks on the questions being raised. Secretariat, please.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chair. Just on the first point that was raised by IFU in the relevant paragraph, it is actually proposed that this is referred also to the Committee on Pesticide Residues as a general issue, which would affect the number of standard for processed foods. Just in general on the discussion, I would think that it shows that the issue is, while not difficult, complex because there's many different standards involved and many different actions that have to be taken. So I do believe that the recommendation of the Executive Committee to let the Secretariat work this out and, where necessary, refer to the relevant committee was probably a wise one rather than discussing it here in the Commission. What was decided was to remove the reference for veterinary drugs, also because of the urgency, because we were adopting just now a new standard, so that was already recommended to be done. And I would just recommend otherwise to follow the recommendation of the Executive Committee. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Secretary. I think that was a wise remark to wise way to handle a very technically complicated issue. I think we should follow the recommendation by the Executive Committee and have trust that the Secretariat will work out the details and refer relevant questions to the committees involved. I think it is the best way to handle these issues, and I'm sure that it will be done efficiently as usual by the Secretariat. So I hope the Commission can accept that this is the way we proceed with this issue, and I don't see any more flags, so this will be my conclusion on this point of the agenda. So I thank the Commission very much for understanding of this situation. So we entrust the Secretariat to do what is necessary on this issue. Thank you, Secretariat. So, delegates, please, we are ready to continue to the next agenda item point, which is item 9, proposals for the elaboration of new standards and related text and for the discontinuation of work. We have Alinorm 09/32/9, and we have an addendum to that document, and we have not the least the recommendations from the executive committee, where this has been an important point of the discussion. It is the decision of the commission to decide what new work should be established in the system. That means both proposals for new work and proposals for revisions of existing standards and guidelines. It is a very important function for all of us to make sure that we make the right decisions on what kind of new work is being established. It is clear from what we are doing all the time that we have to prioritize. We don't have endless resources. At the same time, it is clear that we have some objectives to fulfill. So this is the combination that we need to strike when we discuss what new work has to be established. A major instrument in achieving the results on what kind of new work should be established is that the Executive Committee has, as one of their major points on their agenda, to carry out a critical review on these new proposals. And I can assure everybody who didn't participate in that committee that a serious discussion took place on certain items of that. I think it would be advisable, very advisable for all of us, if we could follow the recommendations from the Executive Committee. And that means that we should be able to go over this agenda item in a reasonably short time. But despite the wish that we should do it shortly and efficiently, obviously we will take them one by one to make sure that we have clarity of what kind of decisions are being taken in this commission. Referring to the documents that I just mentioned, I think I would advise you to look at the Alinorm 09/32/9, where we have a list, and after that we also have the addendum with a few more items that we will go through. So I will take them one by one and hope that we can decide on them in a very efficient and speedy way. So if you look at that list, the first proposal is for revision of the standards for canned bamboo shoots and canned mushrooms for inclusion as annexes to the draft standards for certain canned vegetables. For this proposal, there was full support, no remarks, no questions in the executive committee. So I hope the commission can adopt that proposal without any further discussion. So if I don't see any flags, that will be my decision. And I don't see any flags. So this proposal is being adopted for new work. The next one is revision of the standard for table olives, and for that one there was a certain discussion in the executive committee. There was the issue, the questions was raised whether it was perfectly justified to make these revision with if there are potential disruptions of international trade for these products that actually justifies that we make a revision of these proposals. So there was a discussion in the executive committee, and they could not really come to a firm conclusion. And the issue was referred to the commission for deliberation, and the commission has to make a decision on whether we should accept these products for or these revisions for new work, or we should say no, it is not acceptable to the commission. So I would like to hear comments from the commission so that we have a basis for taking this decision. I don't have any reference from the executive committee, so we need to take a decision based on interventions by delegations in this room. So delegates, please let us hear whichever suggestions you may have on this issue. I see a flag. Czech Republic, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And I'm speaking on behalf of the European Community and its member states. We would like to support a new work in this area, as this, there are some new technological progresses within this council, especially in the specialized working group of the International Law Council as well, and we would like to start this new work as soon as possible. Thank you.
Thank you, Czech Republic, on behalf of the European Community. Are there other remarks on the proposal? I see Morocco. Morocco, please.
Donc le Maroc appuie donc la proposition de l'Union européenne quant à donc la nouvelle activité concernant donc les olives de table. Merci, Monsieur le Président.
Okay, Morocco, very brief and clear explanation of their position. Ivory Coast, please. Go ahead with your intervention.
Ah, il n'a pas écouté alors. Merci. Je disais donc. Non. La Côte d'Ivoire soutient la révision de cette norme. Ah, il y a un problème sur le micro.
Côte d'Ivoire. Thank you, Commission. I think we can conclude there are support for the adoption of this item as new work, so this is adopted, and we continue to the next on the list, which is the revision of the standard for grated desiccated coconut, where there was also certain discussion, so we need to take a decision on that one too. Please, Commission. I see a flag from Brazil. Brazil, please.
Grazie, signor Presidente. Brasil apoya la revisión de la norma para coco ralado. Incluso se propuso a coordinar el grupo de trabajo que revisaría la norma, lo que fue aprobado por el Comité de Frutas y Hortalizas elaboradas en su última reunión. Esta revisión, dado que la norma fue adoptada en 1991, se hace necesaria. Incluso se está proponiendo en el marco de todo un trabajo que el comité está haciendo de revisión de las normas para actualizarlas a la luz de las novedades de la ciencia y de la tecnología, así como los cambios en las prácticas industriales y de comercialización. Y también esta propuesta está en conformidad con las recomendaciones de la Comisión de elaborar normas más sencillas y horizontales, de maneras a facilitar su aplicación por los gobiernos. Por lo tanto, señor Presidente, Brasil solicita que la Comisión apruebe este nuevo trabajo en esta sesión. Muchas gracias.
Thank you, Brazil. Seems quite convincing arguments to establish this as new work, but there might be other comments. I see the United States. United States, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. The United States is supportive of new work on this item. Thank you.
Thank you, United States of America. Thailand. Thailand, please.
Thank you, Chairman. Thailand support this new work in order to update provisions to reflect current practices in international trade. Thank you.
Sorry for the confusion. The distance in this big room is too big. Now it's Philippines. Please excuse me for the confusion.
Mr. Chair, the Philippines would like to support the revision of the standard for grated desiccated coconut. Thank you.
Thank you, Philippines. I think I would request the Commission not to just to raise flags for support, because all the intervention so far has been in favor. So I would just like to ask the Commission, are anybody against the establishing of this proposal for new work? If that is not the case, I don't think we need to discuss it anymore. We must go on in the list. And I don't see any flags on that question, so I take it for granted this is being accepted by the Commission. So I thank everybody for quick cooperation on this one. So we will immediately move to the next proposal, which is a proposal for a regional standard for Cilantro Criollo, which is being proposed by this Coordinating Committee for Latin America and the Caribbean. There was a very short discussion about this proposal in the Executive Committee, but it ended up in support for the proposal from the Executive Committee. So I hope that can be endorsed by the Commission and be adopted as new work for regional standards by the CCLAC. I don't see any flags. I take it for no opposition. So this is adopted. We immediately move on to the next proposal, which is also from the CCLAC, another proposal for regional standard for Lucuma. And that proposal had full support in the Executive Committee. And I see a flag from Costa Rica. Costa Rica, please.
Gracias, señor presidente. Realmente mi intervención no es para oponerme a la norma, sino más bien para agradecer al Comité Ejecutivo por la recomendación que le ha dado a la Comisión sobre este tema. Sin embargo, pues la intervención es con el propósito, en primer lugar, bueno, agradecer al CICILAC por aprobar esta norma regional, pero más que todo, y a esta Comisión, pero más que todo, el propósito es para que tome nota la Secretaría de unas correcciones editoriales que hay que llevar a cabo en el documento en español, el INOR 0932-9, específicamente hay tres correcciones que deben realizarse. La primera de ellas es con respecto al punto 4D. En el 4D, posibilidades de normalización del producto, aparece en la línea 3, en la tercera línea, una referencia a un punto 4. La versión en español tiene el símbolo de euro y quisiera hacer notar ese error para que realmente se establezca cómo está conforme en el texto en inglés. El texto en inglés y la propuesta que se haya llevado es precisamente 4C.
Please, Costa Rica.
La segunda corrección.
Please, Costa Rica. I think we are very pleased with your very positive attitude to this proposal, and I'm sure the members of respective committees has taken note of your thanksgiving to them. But I think the issue of language, I would appreciate very much if you would just give that in writing to the Secretariat, and I'm sure they will accommodate your wishes for language corrections that need to be made to the documents, because I think it's a much easier way to handle it, and we appreciate very much that you're concerned with it. I hope that this is acceptable to Costa Rica, because if that is the case, I think we can close this item and thank all those involved in this proposal for adopting that as new work, and I hope that will be acceptable to Costa Rica, please. I see nothing from Costa Rica. Thank you very much. That means the proposal on Lucuma for new work in the CCLAC has been adopted. Thank you very much to everybody. The next one is a proposal from CCFIX, which is the principle on and guidelines for national food control systems, which also had full support from the executive committee, and I hope it means that we can, without further discussion, simply accept it in the commission. And when I look around, I hope I see everybody. I don't see any flags, and I take it for granted that everybody supports this proposal. So we immediately move on to the next one, which is from the Code of Committee on Food Hygiene, who propose a code of hygiene practice for control of viruses in food, which also gained full support in the Codex Executive Committee. So I think and I hope that we could again conclude without any further debate that it is a good idea to take this on board as new work. And I see no flags, so this is my conclusion on that one. Then we come to three proposals from the Codex Committee, or the Coordinating Committee of the Near East, and we have three proposals, but we will take them one by one as the others. And the first one is a proposal for regional standard for pomegranate, which was debated in the executive committee. And on that one, I have to find my notes. On that one, we can see that there is a proposal for establishing a regional standard, which has been proposed by the Near East, and the conclusion in the executive committee was that this proposal certainly fulfills the criteria for establishing new work, the guidelines that has been established for which on which we measure these proposals. So in that respect, it could certainly be recommended by the executive committee. But there was a discussion on the issue whether it should actually be proposed as new work for a global standard instead of a regional standard. And there was no conclusion on that issue in the executive committee. So therefore, we have referred, or the executive committee has referred the question to the commission for decision. Whether we should adopt it as proposed by the Near East Committee or changes should be made on this. So I would like to hear possible comments from the Commission, and if there are no comments on the proposal, we will simply adopt it as new work for a regional standard. Commission, please. I see a flag from India. India, please.
Thank you, Chair. India would like to support that this be taken up as a global standard. India and many other countries have a big trade interest in pomegranate, and it's not necessarily just a regional issue. So to repeat myself, we'd like to see this as a global standard. Thank you.
Thank you, India. Brief and clear. Tunisia, please.
Shukran, Sayyid Ra'is. أتكلم بوصفي المنسق لهذه اللجنة وكما سبق أن تحدثنا في اللجنة التنفيذية فإن الاستعراض التقييمي الذي قدم للجنة من طرف لجنة التنسيق الشرق الأدنى استوفى جميع الشروط وخاصة نقطة التجارة الدولية تحيلنا إلى اقتراح أن تكون هذه المواصفة دولية لذلك أؤيد الهند فيما اقترحته النظر في إمكانية اعتماد هذه المواصفة كعمل جديد ضمن مواصفة دولية. شكرا.
Tunisia, we take note of that point of view, despite the fact that it was an intervention by the coordinator of the Near East who has proposed it as a regional standard. So Thailand, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Thailand support the proposal to approve the new work on pomegranate as a worldwide standards. Thank you.
Silent for one more brief and precise